Hi, I'm Graham Lasso, and you're listening to Eat, Sleep, Chelsea Repeat with Chris, Craig, and Brady.
Welcome to the Eat, Sleep, Chelsea Repeat preview pod. We've got a massive game coming up against bottom of the league Southampton at home on a Tuesday night. I've got a full house with me today. Chris and Brady here. We've just done our review of Aston Villa, but we're moving on to more positive things. Chelsea, big favourites at home to win a Premier League game. How are you guys feeling about it?
Extremely nervous. we need to win this game. I mean, even Maresca, I listened to the press conference today. He said he feels the team needs a win to get them going again. And I think he's, you know, hinting towards the fixture run that we have, where we have Southampton kind of sandwiched, Southampton, Copenhagen first leg, and then Leicester at home, and then the Copenhagen at home leg. So, yeah, it's four games that we just got to win, really, and this is the first one.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident. Obviously, Southampton with a win last time out for an away game, but yeah, I think our home form is actually pretty reasonable, and we should be confident that we can score goals and win the game.
Yeah, just a little bit of team news before the game. It looks like Trev Chalobah, the injury sustaining against Villa, is going to keep him out of this one, but shouldn't be too much of a long-term issue. Don't think we'll be getting any of Mykhailo Mudryk, Benoit Badiashile, Wesley Fofana, Mark Giroud, Nick Jackson, Romeo Laviolette, or Nonu Madueke back for this one. So it will just be relying on basically the squad that was available to play Aston Villa. What do you think he'll do in this game in terms of managing minutes? Just because we did play the late game on Saturday, it is only 3 days. What do you think he'll do in terms of managing minutes, Chris?
I think you'll probably see James omitted from the team. I'd be surprised if he played, which probably means that he'll have to bring in a midfielder. Whether that's going to be...
Did we see the debut?
I think we'll probably see Dewsbury Hall. That's what I think we'll see. And I think he'll probably play Sancho for Nkunku as well, as that was the only sub that he made. Willingly, we'll say, because of the Chalobah injury.
I thought he might manage Neto's minutes as well.
He might do, yeah.
Not a minute's management for a must win it.
yeah, that's the other bit, isn't it?
So, what do you think about Josh Antchipong starting ahead of Tosin as well?
Nah, not for me. I don't think you throw him in this game. I mean, I know people see it as an easy game. You know, I work for a sports book and I know a lot about odds. So Chelsea are 85% to win this game. You know, Southampton are 3% to win. But it's almost like you walk in on a cliff edge where very, very low chance you're going to fall. But if you do, you're in trouble. So it's a massive game. He cannot lose this game. He can't draw it, really. It's like he has to win the game. So I don't think you can throw Antchipong in terms of... I think he did okay before. And I know he chucked him in, but he showed a lot of faith and played him at Palace away and then Bournemouth at home. But I know that, you know, Tosin isn't seen as ability-wise the best, but he's got some leadership on the pitch. And with James maybe not playing, as you've alluded to, I wouldn't be playing Antchipong, just getting him out of the cold. He hasn't had any minutes recently either, so I wouldn't play him in this game, personally.
What do you think, Craig?
Yeah, I think we'll see a lot of rotation. I think Neto and Reece probably won't start the game. I think they'll probably sort of manoeuvre around that. But yeah, I think we might see, I know Dewsbury Hall might play, but I think we might see the debut for Amagou in this game as well. If not starting, then off the bench. I also think we might see, depending on how the result goes in, Muka, who was on the bench against Villa as a striker. And I think if we're two or three goals up in the second half, I think you might see him get a little run out as well as a couple of other young players, just trying to manage the minutes. One thing I would say about Southampton, and this would probably lead towards Tosin starting, is that they've got a big old lump up front who is about 7 foot tall that can play up there. And he's been doing, you know, pretty well, winning some decent headers. Paul Onatu. Sorry if I butchered that.
He's like a basketball player. I remember seeing him come on.
He called him a lump and he didn't pronounce his name. Shocking.
he is 6 foot seven, and he'll be there causing defenders problems from crosses, which I know that has not been our strength defending this season as well. Another player we won't be seeing is Leslie Ugochukwu, who of course cannot play against his parent club, which is a little bit sad for him. I would have liked to see him play. I quite like that, the player.
Bit of a shout. Might be a Southampton player playing for us, playing tomorrow. Might be playing for us next year, I reckon. What age do you reckon that is?
There's only one. Might be playing for us. Kyle Walker-Peters?
No.
Dibbling's, I think, injured at the moment, isn't he?
No, he's back, isn't he?
Okay.
No. It's Aaron Ramsdale. I think that would be a good signing for Chelsea.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's no, absolutely Brady. Tragic.
I think he's...
All right, let's swiftly move on from that. Let's get some news from the presser. Brady, I know you tuned in for the presser today. What did you make of a few things Maresca said?
Maresca was pretty positive. He was asked about Cole Palmer's attitude, which we spoke about on the last pod. He said he just, you know, really wants to win games. He feels like in the Villa game, the performance was there, kind of alluding that maybe like the team's back a little bit. But it was very much a kind of sense of this is a must win, and he knows it is, I think. And that's why I don't think you're going to see as much rotation as you think. There's a 9-day gap between this game and Copenhagen away. It's not like we have a weekend game. If it was an FA Cup game, I think you see a lot of rotation. But I think he actually might go full strength in this game. Maybe not James, because medically, but I think Neto will start this game. I think he can ill afford to drop players. This is a colossal game for him. We have to win this football match. Because if we don't, for some reason, he is under insane amount of pressure. Especially, we didn't speak about it before. We don't know the scale of it. Probably won't be a great scale, but there is a protest before the game. So if that's coupled with a draw or a loss in this game, it won't be good. So Maresca, I think, is clearly feeling the weight of it. And again, kept alluding to a win or get us going, kind of saying that, you know, we'll probably win this game and that'll spark the rest of our season.
Yeah, Maresca also said that the difference between the start of the season and these last 7 or 8 games has been in both boxes.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Chris?
Yeah, I would probably argue that it's more the fact that Cole Palmer hasn't scored any more goals. We've been pretty reliant on him, so I guess in that sense, yeah. But I think defensively we've been poor all season. I don't think there's been a real standout good defensive performance from us. And I do worry in this game, obviously, Dibbling is a really talented player who can get things going. He mentioned Onuachu, but I think Sulemana is a player we should really be looking out for. Very, very quick winger on the left-hand side.
He had a really good game against United, didn't he?
And with Gusto at left-back and Tosin there, I'd really worry, actually, about Chelsea on the counter. Just getting done.
No clean sheet?
I would be surprised if Chelsea kept a clean sheet. That's how poor I think the defending is.
I mean, I finally got, I think about 3 people own Levi Colwill in FPL when I'm one of them. I'm hoping for a clean sheet finally. I've held on to him for this run of fixtures. So if Southampton can score a couple, it will be a dagger to my heart, I have to say.
What's the best Chelsea defensive performance we've seen?
Best Chelsea defensive? It's hard to really think of one off the top of our heads.
Exactly.
Maybe Arsenal. I thought we defended really well in that Arsenal home game. Limited them to pretty few chances, but then they've, I guess, struggled to create chances.
Even at Anfield, I mean, we gave away a penalty, but we gave them really nothing non-pen XG. It was pretty good, that performance, like pretty tight, and Tosin actually started that game. So
I actually think that I really, and obviously we talked about this season, but I think the structure is there for defensive success. It's just the individual errors right now are really, really costing us. It wouldn't be fitting to talk about the game without talking about the pre-match protest that potentially is going to happen outside the stadium. A lot of people think maybe there won't be so many people there. I'm not entirely sure what the protest is for. Does anyone have any inside info on what the protest is, what we're protesting against, that are going?
I think the protest is just around disappointment. I think if you think back to sort of 2003, which is, you know, when the majority of a lot of the people are probably at that protest.
Quite a long time ago.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about it, and it's like, you're getting real dopamine hits of transfers like Makalele, Crespo, Joe Carl, Damien Duff. And I think we've had that for, you know, 20 odd years of just getting transfers, big names, and improving. And I think for the first time in a long time, they're getting the transfers, but they're not getting any dopamine. And they're people are thinking, well, these guys aren't very good. They're probably a load of rubbish. And then you finish 12th, and you finish 6th, and then it looks like you're going to finish sort of 4th, 5th, or 6th, or 7th. You don't really know. And I think they're just sort of fed up with it all. They kind of want to go back to that, get in the good players, and you'll do better. This model isn't very good. It hasn't reaped any rewards. And I guess on the flip side, they're sort of thinking, well, yeah, it is going to pay out for us. So I think that's just their frustration, really. And we'll see how it plays out. I don't know if it'll make a big difference, but that seems to be the general feeling.
Brady, what does the protest mean to you?
I mean, I'm the chief organiser, so I've actually blown my cover. I think there's a lot of things just, you know, very quickly around it. I think which is not Chelsea's fault. I think the pure profit thing has really exacerbated it. I think having to sell Gallagher or selling Gallagher, and that didn't help. And because if Gallagher was in the team this season, he might not have through performances too much, but it would really just to have, I don't know, just it was almost like a symbol of like kind of the new football where like the kind of new, they see it as like the kind of evil overlords that are selling all our academy products and buying all these like flipping players for profit and all that. But I think it brass tacks, it just comes down to results. I've actually predicted Chelsea, maybe a bit optimistically, will get 66 points this season. That means that if they did do that, and that is optimistic, probably top end, that over the first three seasons of Clear Lake, they would have got 57.7 points on average. And the last 3 years of Abramovich, we averaged 69. And so that's a 12 point drop off. And we have to remember that those last 3 years did include Frank Lampard with the transfer ban. I think it's brass tacks. I think football fans like to see the team win, and the team are winning a lot less. I mean, to be honest, results shut fans up. I mean, we saw that earlier in the season at Southampton, where it was like, you know, we've got our Chelsea back when we were near the top of the league. If Chelsea were near the top of the league, no one would care about pure profit or any of it. It's just results. Results aren't good enough, and that's what's got to improve.
Yeah, and also obviously, yeah, it just reflects a bit of the disconnection, I think, between the fans and the approach that these guys have taken to get to the top. I completely disagree with the criticism that they're not ambitious and they don't want to win, and we're going to become some sort of like high level Brighton where we're churning and trading young players forever. I really don't think that's the case at all, but only time will tell with that. And yeah, certainly none of us will be attending any protests outside Stamford Bridge tomorrow night.
Think for yourself, mate.
we'll be well and truly tucking into our Nandos. Right, let's get some score predictions. What you guys got for me?
I'm going to go for Chelsea 2, Southampton 1.
Wow.
This for me, it's got to happen. This is a stat pack game. I'm going 4-0 Chelsea.
I'm going to go 4-1 Chelsea, and I think the Southampton's goal will come in consolation time.
Can't stat pack versus this lot. They've conceded 61 goals this year, but they actually are overachieving by 10 goals. They should have conceded 72 goals this year in 25 games.
Look, they're not the same team that obviously Russell Martin had them in.
So you think Chelsea are going to be the first team to score 4 goals against Southampton when Southampton are playing away? Interesting.
Yeah. That's
be quite
true.
The achievement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we will see, I guess.
Yeah.
I think the key thing in this game is, you know, Chelsea are likely to go in front rather than Southampton. It's when it's a 1-0. When Chelsea go 1-0 up, they dip, they get a bit nervous. If you can go 1-2-0, then I think it could be a rout. If it stays 1-0 for a while, it could get a bit edgy. Especially if, you know, Jorgensen does a few stray passes, or if there's a kind of, you know, a little bit of tension in the ground. So we have to wait and see. But if you're a couple up by half time, and obviously I think you could be 5-6, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. All right. We're all predicting Chelsea wins. Let's hope we get one. We'll see you guys on the review pod. Thanks very much, guys.
No worries.
No worries.
And yeah, up the Chelsea. Let's get 3 points and get back up the table tomorrow night. That's all we've got time for. I hope you're carefree wherever you may be. And thanks for listening.
I hope you're carefree wherever you may be. Thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Graham Lasseau, and you're listening to Eat, Sleep, Chelsea, Repeat with Chris, Craig, and Brady.